Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here and Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's out of town this week. And boy, oh boy, we have a great show with Mike Lum, Doug Kern from Captain Rollo's, having a great time doing the Captain Rollo's Reel a Week special promotion this weekend, and it's time for you to get on the phones or get on the web and commit to getting some tickets in there. So give out the numbers, give us the details, Mike.
Well, you can get a hold of the Captain Rollo folks and buy Reel a Week tickets at 909-223-9631 or 858-350-5870, extension 107. Or the easiest way, send an email to win@rollokids.org and just give them your name, phone number, and what tickets you want, and they will call you back as soon as they can in the order that those emails and phone calls come in. Remember, every Reel a Week ticket you buy this weekend will qualify for a bonus. If your ticket is chosen, you'll win the reel for that week, and we'll send you a pair of accurate pliers along with the sheath and the lanyard, $135 package. And for anybody that buys two or more, we'll enter you into a special drawing that we're going to do next week, and you'll win a trip to go fishing with Benny Florentino, or you can have a Tranx 500 reel instead if you prefer. And then, Pete, all of the stuff that you're doing, anybody that buys five tickets, you're going to buy them an extra ticket. Anybody that buys the package one, that's a $400 package. They'll end up with your free tickets. They'll end up with 20 tickets and a pair of Costa glasses or an Anza fillet knife. Package two is $700 donation. They'll end up with 38 tickets because you're giving them 10 free. And with that comes a custom-made Cousins rod along with a full-day pass on the Liberty, the San Diego, or the Grande. And then package three is a $1,000 donation. You get the rod, the accurate pliers, and the larger Anza Bluefin fillet knife, and an additional 15 tickets from you, Pete. So
let's take package two, $400 donation. Package two is $700 donation. $700 donation, you get 28 tickets plus 10, 38 tickets. And you also get 38 chances to win that Shimano Tranx reel or the Captain Benny Florentino charter, right?
Correct, correct.
And you get 38 chances to win one of the 31 reels.
Yeah, that's right. You stay in the drawing for all 31 drawings until that particular ticket is drawn, but you at that point you still have lots of them left in there. So you will be in the drawing with a very high number of tickets for the entire rest of the year. Plus, you get all the bonuses.
And this is only this weekend. This is only today and tomorrow.
Orders need to be submitted today or tomorrow by phone or by email, and then it doesn't matter if we don't get back to you until Monday or Tuesday. You'll still qualify
need to make that phone call or send that email.
Yep.
All right.
win@rollokids.org, name, phone number, and what you're interested in, and that's all you got to do.
And like you said, don't do both. Do one or the other.
Yeah, don't do both. It'll just confuse things. We'll end up calling you twice.
Yeah, for sure. Corey, we have a great prize to give away to one lucky caller today.
Oh, are you kidding me? Come on. One lucky winner today is going to win four Reel a Week tickets, and he's going to get a ticket on the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Which they've been getting them, right, Doug?
Well, it's been good this year. I mean, we haven't had too many years where you caught limits of yellowtail and limits of bluefin before May.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's pretty darn good. Well, time for the catch report. Let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Today, Pete, it's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle, full line of Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater, check out East County Bait and Tackle. Freshwater tackle, live bait, great day at the lake. They'll help you out. Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld next to Dana Launch Ramp of Mission Bay. East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway, Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com.
All right, let's start it off with our private boater buddy and our FishDope.com report, Captain Mark Wiss from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, Mike, Doug.
Good morning.
Great show, man. Worthy effort here with all you guys are doing for Rollo. It's awesome.
You bet.
It's been an interesting week, guys. Offshore fishing this week, lots of changes, some good, some maybe not so much. But starting locally, we saw a huge uptake in yellowtail fishing. The also brought a commensurate increase in boat pressure, which had the expected results of kind of scattering out the fish and slowing things down around. But the fish is still around. You got to keep an eye on that mussel farm, the double rigs, 150 like that. It's all worth a look. You want to be watching for breaking fish, little bird schools there, a few pud lures. You know, there's been quite a bit of fish around. There's some on bait, some trolling. Probably the best has been on the surface iron, like a mint caddy 45. It's kind of been the way to go. Or at Catalina, oh boy, man, that island shook off that weird funk it was in for a while. Got some good water and an influx of biting fish a couple days midweek. It was really good yellowtail fishing there for mixed grade fish. There's a few little guys in there, but mostly mid-range catchable size, both bait fish and jig fish. That front side middle just got wiped out with boat pressure. I mean, one of my customers called me yesterday and said, oh my God, you can't even see the water. There's so many boats on it right now. But, you know, there's a lot of fish at the island, both there and backside, front, backside, backside, front. Boy, listen to me. Front side, backside, east and west. But the key is current. You got to have some current to get that yellowtail biting a little bit there. Lots of options. It's nice to see that much fish around there. And squid's more available. Still tough to catch, but backside middle has had some of that bait. And quite a bit more sea bass showing up just out there swimming around deep water like they often do at this time of year, and it's all big ones, mostly all big ones, man. It's been a good week at the island. Has San Clemente slowed down? Slowed way down, actually, but it's bouncing back. A couple boats had some good signal yesterday, and just got an update from Danny here a few minutes ago. It's biting again this morning, so that's good news. That island's bouncing back. Offshore, that bluefin, also bouncing back after a few down days there. You know, they didn't go anywhere. They just bite for a while, and they quit for a while, go deep and do whatever bluefins do. But the greatest plus size, guys, a lot of that really nice big stuff around, you got to make sure that tackle is absolutely perfect or you're going to get just wiped out. And as to the spread of fish, you know, it's just incredible. Our fish here are below the 371, 425 zone, you know, down the beach a little bit below that. And then up north, like you heard Harold Davis say earlier, this has just been crazy. That Monterey Bay is loaded with bluefin. The guys at Bayside Marine, they do a real nice little fish report. And I've been reading about it here for, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks now, the amount of bluefin that's up there in Monterey Bay, hundreds of miles north of us. And you can only imagine the amount of bluefin that's between here and there. So no shortage of those things around. That's awesome. Hopefully they stay and bite for a long, long time.
Yeah, we hope so. And, of course, FishDope.com, Danny and the boys have had all the information you need to stay on that bite, both yellowtail, the islands, everything about that. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code on FishDope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. Putting more and more pictures up of all kinds of cool stuff that we've got both in the store and the bait tanks that we're making our customers happy with. So check it out, guys. And man, I mean, there is just so much going on. And looking at the water this morning, the water maps, these little spots of 65 degree water offshore, I'm thinking one of those guys is going to catch a elephant tuna here.
What? 65? Are you kidding me? Doug Kern is smiling. You
I'm
think
smiling.
It could happen, right? It could happen.
Yeah. It's
more than
happen.
Likely going
I mean,
to.
Yeah.
It's just all over, and it's just, I don't know, it just feels good. It just feels fishy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds fishy.
Keep it up, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Who knows what next Saturday is going to bring?
Now, did Harold Davis say that one word that we're almost afraid to say? Did I hear him say the A word?
The A word he said? Did you hear it, Mike?
I heard him say
you
it.
You heard it?
Yeah, I can confirm it. But you know, you can't always believe everything
yeah,
he says.
Harold? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well.
Yeah. It could happen, though.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Marcos at Seaforth Sport Fishing. It's happening at Seaforth, right, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good morning, Marcos.
Yeah, we've had some great fishing this last week here. And half day, we'll start with them. Still very good bottom fishing in the morning. They've actually been seeing some yellowtail in the afternoon. Thursday, they had 10. Yesterday, they had 18. And there's some nice fishing there. Those are kind of that 10, 15 pounds on the lower end, up to 30 pounds. So some very nice half-day yellowtail there to go along with that good bottom fishing in the morning. The full day, the San Diego is going out there catching bluefin, and, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. It's amazing, a full-day trip catching bluefin, and these are some very good-sized fish, too. Yesterday, Boog ended up with 8 bluefin, and those fish were in the 70 to 80-pound range, so very good fishing there, and definitely some heavy tackle required for that one. He's wanting a 40-pound fly line rod, or if you have it heavier gear, like a 60-pound outfit for fishing flatfalls or dropper loops. So good fishing on there. Those day and a half is going out a little tougher there. As I got back this morning, it's 125 yellowtail, which is nothing to scoff at, but they didn't really get into that bluefin. Kind of the way it's been going this week, mostly yellowtail on those longer trips. So that even makes that full-day trip more impressive there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Now, the full schedule's up there for those half days, those full days. We have a couple one days in there, some day and a half. You can make your reservation straight online there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, say hi, and get your gear tuned up and ready to get out there fishing.
Sounds like a great time, Marcos, and no better place to do it, and most friendly parking out of all the San Diego Landings. You got to like it.
A lot of parking there, and guys, like we said, you definitely get that gear ready and make sure you have something heavy. These are not small fish, and a lot of people are going out there under-geared and suffering for it. So get that gear, get your trip, and get out there catching bluefin or yellowtail.
Sounds great, Marcos. Thanks for the awesome report. We'll talk to you next week. And today, the report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of several switches, sensors, made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
Indeed, that's BlueBGI.com, and it's a great product. I have it on my boat. Really peace of mind, for
this
sure.
It saved you a lot of time. And, Pete, the darn sensors that you have on your app. I mean,
yeah,
how much better is
can
it
bring
get?
It up and see exactly what's going on my boat right now.
Gotta like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, gotta love that. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to us, Corey, so let's go ahead and jump
let's
in.
Let's jump into and talk to Bob. Bob's calling from Lakeside this morning, and we welcome you to the show this morning, Bob. And how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, guys. Wanted to say thank you to all the sponsors and the volunteers that make this all possible. I was fortunate enough to grow up with a dad that took me fishing every chance he got. And, you know, I mean, I had a lot of that experience. And to, you know, hear the stories of these kids getting to go out for the first time is just amazing. And the fact that some of them have become captains is even more amazing. And I just wanted to give one little plug out to Accurate. I got a set of the pliers because I bought some tickets when they first came out for this. And those pliers, I kid you not, they're a beautiful set of pliers, and the sheath is form-fitted, so when you slide that pair of pliers into the sheath, it locks in. It doesn't pop out like some of the cheaper knockoffs out there. So kudos to Accurate for stepping up and throwing this in the mix for the Rollo kids.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and jump back in the calls.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Lakeside this morning. We welcome you to the show this morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to thank Mike for all of his hard work and all the volunteers. I'm kind of echoing everybody else's sentiment. And the only thing more satisfying than getting into Pete's pocket the last couple of years is knowing that I'm getting those kids out there fishing and having a great time.
Yeah, for sure. The more, I'm glad to do it because the more you dip into my pocket, the more kids are going to go fishing. So my part of Mark's part to do, for sure.
Well, I appreciate all you guys do and get all those kids out there fishing and promoting our sport. It's great.
No doubt about it. Well, hopefully you're taking advantage of these great specials that we're offering up, right?
Yeah, I had tickets last year with the Let's Talk hookup on the back. Didn't win anything, but I know a lot of my fishermen brethren are gamblers too, so you get a little bit of satisfaction out of that too if you win.
All right, well, get back in there this year. It could be your year for sure. And, Mark, appreciate the support of Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, we have a special person on the line. I'm going to let Mike Lum introduce her.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. You and I haven't had a chance to meet or talk yet, but Howard Coolidge suggested that maybe you could shed some light on this, Nicola, and let us know exactly what you've done with Rollo and what your experience has been.
First, we should say this is Nicola Templeton, who has been involved on a trip with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, taking kids fishing. And so tell us about your experience.
I had a wonderful experience last year, and from that experience, I've actually had the amazing opportunity to be a part of it again this year. We have a trip leaving on this Monday, actually, for an afternoon trip with my high school's fishing club, actually, which will be very wonderful.
So did you go on a trip as one of the participants last year? Is that how you got involved?
Yes. I'm a high school student. This is my last year of high school, and last year our fishing club, like, coach decided that he thought it would be a great opportunity to see if we could find a trip to go on through Friends of Rollo's, and he invited me to go on the trip last year, and I had the opportunity to, and it was just wonderful.
Great.
Everyone there was knowledgeable, they were helpful, it was a really easy process to go through.
And so did you turn around and contact Howard this year about maybe doing your own trip? Is that what you did?
This year, I actually went and submitted a trip request form through the website, and I booked it for my high school fishing club and for other students this year to be a part of the trips this year and the experience and the learning.
Oh, great.
That is cool. That is great. And that's what
Captain
Rollo's Kids at Sea is all about, is taking kids fishing. And really, Nicola, good on you for organizing the route. So you had the fishing club at your school?
Yes, I do. I'm actually captain of our fishing club, and we're hoping to become a team eventually.
Oh, cool. What school do you go to?
I attend Coastal Academy High out in Oceanside.
Great.
It's a very small charter school, but it's wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Oceanside, great spot to go fishing. And
it really is.
Yeah, well, good for you. And we're working hard today with this Reel Awake promotion to take more kids like you and your great club fishing, and congratulations on the success, and keep it up. Spread the word.
Thank you. I will.
All right, Nicole. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, that's what it's all about, guys, and that's why you need to get on the phone or the email right now and get these kids fishing. This is a tremendous promotion to give away, to get people to get money raised to take these kids fishing, and you're the benefactor out of this whole thing today and tomorrow. And it's only today and tomorrow that we're doing this Reel a Week promotion. So once again, if you call 858-350-5870 extension 107, or call the one and only Tim at 909-223-9631. That's Tim at 909-223-9631. You can leave a message. That's probably the best thing to do, because it's been busy phones this morning. Or you can email at win@Rollo, R-O-L-L-O, kids, K-I-D-S .O-R-G, and just say, I want to buy some Reel a Week tickets. You don't have to commit at the moment when you leave the message. Just tell them what you want. Tim or the guys or Dorothy will go over the different packages that are available and how many tickets I'm going to buy you, all the extra things that you get. And take advantage of this, because this is a rare opportunity. It's only this weekend. You're only going to get this advantage right now.
And the part I like, I'm sorry, Mike, the part I like is buy five or more tickets, and Pete's buying you a ticket.
Yeah, I'm buying a ticket.
And the packages.
You notice he didn't bring that up on the top of
the list. That's why I had to say it. And then the packages 1, 2, and 3, Pete's buying you a whole lot of tickets.
Yeah, and every ticket you get more chances at the different things we're giving away. The more tickets you buy, the more chances you have to win wheels, the more chances you have to win the Coastal Charter from Benny Florentino, the Tranx 500 Rio, all that stuff. And you get rewarded, too. So that's pretty cool. I believe we have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star on the line. Good morning, Tim.
So glad to talk to you guys. It's been too long.
Good morning.
Hello, you hear me here?
Hey, you pick me up?
1, 2, loud and clear.
Yeah, how about now? Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. We got you now.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's been too long.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys an update. Coming up the line from this 15-day trip, which was very successful. We had a great time, great trip, closed out the season with the Chris Yamada voyage. We had some good shots at big ones, put together a great catch on the outside there, both tuna and wahoo. Not big numbers on the wahoos. Mixed them in the catch. We had really nice tuna fishing down below there. But, you know, the big news I wanted to share on the way up yesterday, we finally had some good weather and got to do some looking outside of the San Martin zone, San Quintin, and up above that. We found some beautiful conditions, and just at the end of the day, I mean, right when it got dark, we saw a little sign of bluefin down that way. I'm pretty sure it was bluefin. Anyway, sounds like the guys are branching out down in there today. There's some prospecting going on, and they're on them. It's not big sign, not big schools or anything like that, but there's scattered fish all down there. And why that's big news, of course, is that this local fish, you know, the stuff that was 30, 40 miles, kind of was a little bit around still, but it kind of gave everyone the slip, or it felt like it did. And from what we saw yesterday and the reports coming out this morning, I think the guys are going to get back on it down there. There's just beautiful conditions, tons of bait, the water temp's perfect. Stand by, because I think that I think we're going to get back on that bluefin down below.
Well, it's the week before the full moon this week. Conditions are right. Looks like good weather coming up. It certainly all plays well for quite a week of bluefin tuna fishing. And what's going to happen with the Royal Star? What are you guys going to do?
We're tying up here for a week. We're going to put a couple things back together and prepare the boat for the next 3 weeks of shorter trips. Basically, we've put trips in on the weekends. We start running nonstop on June 15th, but prior to that, we have day-and-a-half trips and three-day trips over the weekend, some of which still have room if those out there are still interested. This bluefin is going to come back up. We're going to get plenty of shots at it. There's just too much of it around. You know, between what's going on down here all the way up Central Coast, it's really remarkable the quantity of this bluefin that's showing. And, boy, the conditions sure suggest that there's going to be something else coming up the pike too, be it yellowtail, yellowfin, dare we say albacore, who knows, but I think that this isn't going to be the only prospect this season, that's for darn sure, and sooner than later. But we have some short trips coming up. They're you know, consistent for this time of year, bargain price, all inclusive. We have room on them. We got a 3-day trip May 30th that has plenty of room. We got another 3-day, I think the next weekend, June 8th, if I remember right, June 7th, has got room. So there's some opportunities to jump on Royal Star. Again, great prices at this time of year. The weather looks like it's shaping up well. There's bluefins around. I think it's a great opportunity for everybody to, if you haven't been on Royal Star, I'd love to host you and all your friends and come out and see how we do things here. Introduce you guys to long range fishing if you haven't been long range fishing before. But first and foremost, for everybody, There's more sign of this bluefin. There's going to be more good bluefin fishing to come.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, book a trip on Royal Star, they can either call the office or do it on the website, right?
Absolutely. Give either Tracy or Brian a call in the office, 619-224-4764. Follow along on the website. We'll keep it current with information that comes from the offshore grounds here this week as well. Even though we're tied up, we'll keep things current. I'm sure everybody, you know, between social media and you guys, everybody keeps their ear to the ground pretty close with all the exciting happenings and the potential out there. So let's all keep our fingers crossed. This bluefin's going to come up again. We're going to get on it. I, as you said, full moon coming up in calm weather. Yes, sir. That's the winning combo.
Ready for it. All right, Captain Tim Ekstrom, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book it right online. I would jump on the – what do you think, Doug? I would jump on those 3-day trips, and if they're doing day and a half trips, man, there's a no-brainer there.
At least a day and a half trip gets you some fishing into the dark as well.
Yeah.
But a three-day, you have so much time to find. You know, that bluefin bites this time of day, one day, and then it's a totally different time of day. And those 3 days are so prime for this kind of fishing. And I'm surprised that there's any availability.
Yeah.
And on a boat like that, I mean, I'd be jumping on
that.
I
think people don't know until now. Now you better get on it because
yes.
They're going to fill up quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. RollStarSportFishing.com. Captain Tim Exum, welcome home. Tim, glad you had a great trip, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Appreciate that. All right. Phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into it.
They are, and I know somebody that wants to get on that Royal Star trip, and that's Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Earlier in the day, you talked about the bluefin bite being kind of line-shy and touchy and had to go down to 40-pound test, and I'm assuming that that's probably to keep the bait lively and to be that part of the key for getting a bite. So I'm wondering if there's some tricks you got up your sleeve for maybe mitigating the casualties of light line, like potentially maybe using some almost all braid and maybe a short top shot of fluorocarbon or something like that to help mitigate the potential casualties.
Well, you've got to put everything you possibly can in your favor. So starting with the circle hook, and you're not setting the hook when you get the bite. You just put your reel in gear and turn the handle. That will tend to hook the fish in the corner of the mouth. I think that's pretty fundamentally known, but that's, you know, one aspect. Using fluorocarbon leader material, and you want to choose a fluorocarbon that has the characteristic of having a harder outer shell. Some are more stealthy, a little softer, have a little stretch. You want, you know, something that has the, you know, tough outer shell.
What's your favorite in that category?
Well, we've been recommending a lot of times that Seaguar Blue. You know, the Seaguar Premier tends to have, you know, a little bit better, you know, flexibility, and it ties knots a little easier, but it doesn't have, you know, quite the harder outer shell that the Blue has. So the fluorocarbon gives you invisibility so that you get the bite, and once you're on, those bluefin have teeth. You know, you don't want to get chafed off, so that's a real good one to go with. And I would say a pretty high percentage of people are using straight spectra to their fluorocarbon. There's always advantages and disadvantages. Some people like a little 25-foot piece of, you know, monofilament in there, so there's some stretch so that you don't, you know, rip hooks out or break hooks, that kind of thing. But to get the bite is the key thing, and then you've got to just manage your drag and not, you know, not overdo it. Pay attention to what's going on the boat. If two or three guys are getting bit on 50-pound or 60-pound, you know, bump up whenever there's the opportunity to go to heavier line. It's, you know, I'm still talking live bait fishing here. Stand at the bait tank, pick that perfect bait that has all of its scales, nice and slimy, you know, golden green, beautiful sardine. They stand out like a sore thumb. You know, spend 2 minutes at the bait tank, get the right bait. When you cast it, if it doesn't take off within the first 3 to 5 seconds, if it's just laying there, bring it in and pick another one. The baits that are getting bit are typically the ones that instantly take off and swim away from the boat. Kind of pay attention. Is it getting bit in the corner in the first minute, or is it the long soak? Sometimes it is a long soak. You've just really got to be paying attention because it's different all the time. Now, if you're lucky enough to get into a flat fall bite, you can go up to your 60, 80, 100-pound line, and just make sure in that scenario that you modify your flat fall jigs, put a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader on there. They don't care, so put that heavy gear on so you don't chafe one off. Modify the hooks up so that you've got you know, the beefier assist hooks. We even do some welding of hooks so there's, you know, no spectra between the hook and the ring. It's just a swivel, and they can't chafe that off no matter how hard they try. So, you know, really put all the things you can in your favor to get the bite and then to land the fish once you get the bite.
That's
very good.
Great information, Doug, and that's really good stuff. And we're going to have more. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Doug Kern, more from Mike Lum, and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 18th, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick, and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Don Hanson and the Hanson family will talk about the great opportunities available from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Their great fleet of sport fishing boats have been taking Southern California anglers fishing for decades. In addition, Don has played a key role in working with SAC on fisheries issues like sardine and more, and he'll talk about those and other issues that are on the horizon. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in Saturday, May 18th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, and having a fun
time
today.
Yeah, it's studio's great. Our new home here at The Fan is just fantastic, and what a great thing we're doing today. The Real Week tickets are going quickly, so I am going to tell you guys, do not wait. These specials are going to sell out, so you got to call Tim at 909 909-
323-9631. Call Dorothy at 858-350-5870, extension 107, or send an email to win@rollokids.org and take advantage of these tremendous specials that are going on. I want to mention something here real quickly, is that next Saturday we'll be broadcasting live from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing up in Dana Point. The Hansons are going to be hosting us. Actually, Sport Fishing Association of California is sponsoring this event. It's going to be a great event. And Donna and the Hansons have ponying up an amazing prize for those.
I want to win this.
For those that come to the event,
I want to win,
and step up to the mic. You're going to win. You're going to have a chance to win. One person's going to walk away with a full day charter on the San Mateo. Your very own charter for up to 12 people.
Can I phone
on the San Mateo? Right?
No, you've got to come.
Hey, I already put the claim on it.
You've got to
come to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. But they're giving away your own charter on the San Mateo.
And Brian Woolley last week was talking about 62 to 64 degree water.
Yeah.
And I could think of one thing that... Yeah. That Doug Kern and the group of us would be doing with that.
Calico?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, that's the calico capital of the world right there.
Let's do it.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
So next weekend.
So that's next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. right there in Dana Point, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Come on down and have a chance to win your very own charter on the San Mateo. Very generous of the Hansons and very generous of the Sport Fishing Association of California to host us up there. It'll actually be our first live broadcast here on the Fan, so that'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, going to be a fun time. Hey, look who's on the line. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. What's up, Ron?
Oh, talking of calicos gets me all... You know, crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
fired up.
Calicos.
Yeah,
what a great prize that is.
Yeah, it is. You should come up to Dana Point, Ron.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know me. I'm pretty. That's a great segue for what I want to talk about.
Yeah,
I got two things. One is, you know, Hobie came out with a new boat, and it's called the Passport. It's only $12.99.
Wow.
It's got a Mirage Drive. It's a great little fishing kayak.
What? Wait a minute! It includes the Mirage Drive for $12.99.
$12.99. Yeah, they're just killing it. I mean,
wow.
It came out last Thursday. They've never introduced a boat in the middle of the year like this, but it was hot. And anyway, we've got them at the store, and Debbie told me, she goes, "You got to talk about this because this is a great Mother's Day present."
Ooh, yeah.
Well, and then you got a backup kayak to take your son, your family, your daughter out fishing, and it fits everybody. You know how tall Sean at Fisherman's Processing Kit is?
Yes.
Trevor is 6'4". He fits in the boat great. And
great.
Then you also know on the other end of the spectrum, little Ava, she's 4'11", and she fits in it great. So it's a really neat little kayak.
And does it have a super comfortable seat in it, too?
Yep, it's got the new, it does. It has that lawn chair style seat. It's just really comfortable.
Wow.
Just come down and demo it
for $12.99. With the Mirage Drive.
We've got a Let's Talk Hookup deal. If you come in today and you say, "Hey, I heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup," you got a deal. We got a deal for you.
Holy mackerel. Just to introduce this new Advantage kayak, it's right there at Fast Lane in Mission Bay. Come on down and demo the kayak for free and maybe take one home for a pretty good deal. But
yeah,
we've got a bunch
of them in stock.
Oh, cool. That's a great. I hope he just keeps getting better and better. They're just doing
that. They're killing it.
Yeah. So. Cedros Kayak Fishing has this trip that you are going on Monday, June 17th to Friday, June 21st. It's got a couple spots still available on it, and it's a great deal. Includes round trip.
It's a bucket list.
Yeah, round trip airfare from Temecula Airport on a private charter. Includes four nights accommodations in your own room at the Cedros Kayak Fishing House. All the meals, beverages, excluding alcohol, the Mexican license, 4 days of fishing, fish fillets. And here's the thing about Cedros Kayak Fishing. You can kayak fish or you can ponga fish. They have two beautiful pongas that they have. So you can fish from the kayak or fish from the ponga. And you're only going with four people. That's the crazy thing,
and,
right?
It's almost like everybody has this really fun, crazy uncle. Well, that's what Jeff is.
Yes.
I absolutely love going fishing with the guy. He's so much fun. He's always the last, first one in, last one out. And that kind of fun is just you know, it, to me, I just get roped into it. Whether we're fishing calicos, which I got to tell you, Corey, that red and green just kills it down there.
The Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree.
That's the Cedro special, right?
It is.
Right.
I'll bet you pour a bunch of those.
Oh, are you kidding me? Rosie talks about it, too. And the only two places to book on that island are through Rosie or through Jeff. And
Cedro's,
like you're mentioning,
Cedro's kayak fishing.
Jeff's deal, you know, only catering to a handful of guys. And each guy has his, or lady has his or her own room. And it's just a beautiful operation.
Oh, they're all air conditioned.
Yeah,
no, it is really.
Oh, you're making me want to go, Ron. Come on. Oh, man, you're killing me, man. I want to go. Yeah, so if you want to go, it's $2,600 all inclusive. That includes your airfare from Temecula. They take care of everything. Jeff is, like you say, he's like your favorite uncle that just wants to take you fishing. How he's making money, I don't think he's making any money on these things. He's just doing it for the love.
Well, we're making a lot of memories.
Yeah,
every
for sure.
Every time I go, the island is different.
And you talk about
either tuna, yellowtail. We're talking
that
big old grouper.
Yeah. That third week in June, Corey, are you kidding me?
I know. It's
prime time for yellows and calicos.
It really is.
Yeah.
A perfect time of the year. Water's starting to warm up and things starting to shake around and happen. And sounds like nothing but a good time, Ron.
Yeah. So if you want to go, you want to go with Ron. Ron's going. 760-412-2507 is Jeff's number. 760-412-2507. Or email him at jeff@cedroskayakfishing.com. And it's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on our trips page. All the details at Cedros Kayak Fishing, Trip 1. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for the info. Thanks a lot for everything. And get down there and try that new $12.99 Hobie kayak with the Mirage Drive right there.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, Ron.
And if anybody has any questions on going on that trip, what you need to take or what's going on with it, just call me at the shop.
You got
it. I love talking about that.
Yeah, man. You can't wait to go. I know. All right, Ron. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. All right, Corey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Roy. Roy is calling from San Diego this morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Roy.
Okay. Hey. Sorry. Question. You guys, when the Rollo booth was over at the shows and stuff, they had those little... I guess the certificates or whatnot, where you can buy a half day trip or a little less as a donation and whatnot and stuff. Do they have those? Are those just show specials? Do they have them kind of throughout the year? And or what's going on with those?
No, they typically have those only at the shows, and we usually sell out. And then so the next opportunity, occasionally we'll have them a day at the docks, but we don't have them anywhere else at this time. All right. Thanks, Roy. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Brett. Brett's calling from San Diego this morning, and we welcome you to the show. How you doing, Brett?
Good, guys. Hey, I got a question about wind-on leaders. You know, this bluefin fishing around here has really caused a lot of people, including myself, to step back for a second and take a look at what we're doing and what we need to be doing. And my typical setup, like a lot of guys, I'm fishing – you know, some 65, some 50-pound Power Pro with a short 4-foot fluoro leader, tying it with a John Collins knot. At what point do you want to stray away from that? At what pound test do you want to start going to a wind-on? You know, where do you lose the advantage of, you know, because our guys tie in the John Collins to 80-pound, or is that the point where you start switching to a wind-on?
That's a great question. I'll tell you, you got the man in the studio to answer it, Brett.
Yeah, that wind-on thing, I mean, it's just one more way to fish. There's no, you know, set one way to fish these bluefin, but the wind-on leader is a great way to go. You can use either monofilament or you can use a fluorocarbon wind-on, and what a wind-on is a length of line, typically around 25 feet, and it has a spectral loop on one end. And then the rest of it is just your either fluorocarbon or your monofilament. Then you take the spectra on your reel, you create a loop either with a knotless connection or a bimini twist, and then you can take the two loops and loop to loop them together. And what this does, you can use you're using 65 pound, that allows you to use a 30, a 40, a 50, you know, multiple different pounds of test, And I'm just going to throw out with these bluefin. I wouldn't be using 50 for anything. 65 is kind of the minimum. But it allows you to have kind of a knot that is a cat's paw that when you cast that bait, you don't have a knot that gets hung up in your guides. That connection goes through your guides super easy. And also, if you've got 25 feet of fluorocarbon, so say you catch a fish, you can cut off the first couple, 3 feet, you know, to get a nice fresh piece of line, tie your hook back on. So you can probably fish that wind on all day or maybe even several trips, depending on how many bites you get. So if you use the monofilament, that gives you your 25 feet of stretch, and then you can use a 3 foot piece of fluorocarbon for the invisibility and the abrasion resistance. Also, sometimes if you're going to take the situation dictates that you can use a much heavier leader for abrasion resistance, even if you only have 80-pound spectra on your reel, you could put a 200-pound leader, slow trolling mackerel or, you know, whatever it might be, dropping your flat fall. So it kind of allows you to make a connection between dissimilar lines much more easily than trying to tie that John Collins knot.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Now, Mike, before we run out of time, let's go over the one more time the deals that are only this weekend. Once this weekend is finished, you're not going to get these deals on the Captain Rollo Reel a Week.
Well, all the Reel a Week tickets that are ordered today and tomorrow mentioning Let's Talk Hookup will be entered. Will be entered to win the accurate pliers in the event that the person's ticket is drawn, so they get the reel and the pliers. Anybody that buys two or more tickets will be entered into a drawing to win a trip with Benny Florentino. That's a separate drawing, has nothing to do with the reels. At the end of 5 days or 8 days, whenever we get all this tallied, we'll draw one of the winners and let them know that they've won a trip with Benny. Or if they opt, they can have a Tranks 500 instead.
And here's the deal about that package, is the more tickets you buy or the more tickets I buy for you. So, example, if you buy package number 2 that Michael talked about, you're going to have 38 chances to go fishing with Captain Benny or get the Tranks reel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly how it works. So anybody that wants to buy 5 tickets or in increments of 5, Pete, you will buy them an extra ticket. So
right.
If you buy 5, you get an extra ticket. If you buy 10, you get an extra 2 tickets. And then we have 3 packages. The first package is a $400 donation. That's 16 tickets plus an additional 4 that you will buy them. But you also get a free pair of Costa sunglasses or one of the Anza fillet knives, your choice. And that just, you don't win that, you get that. Then package 2 is a $700 donation. That's 28 tickets, plus you will buy them an extra 10, so a total of 38. And with that comes one of the Captain Rollo live bait rods that were made by Cousins. That, again, you don't win that, you get that. And you get a pass to go fish on one of the full-day trips, the Liberty, San Diego, or the Grande. And then package 3 is 40 tickets, which we just sold another one of. That's a $1,000 donation, and what you get is you get the rod, you get a pair of the Accurate pliers with sheath and lanyard, you get the Anza larger fillet knife called the Bluefin.
Awesome knife.
And Pete, you buy 15 additional tickets for a total of 55 tickets. So that is a
55
awesome deal.
Chances to win those other prizes.
That's
too.
Right.
So when we come back, we're going to talk more about how you get these. So stay tuned. This is 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want
use
about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We have one lucky winner that Doug Kern chose out of the lucky hat. He's going to win four Reel of the Week tickets, which we've been talking about today on the show, and a ticket on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And that's Brett. Brett called from San Diego. We had a lot of people on hold, and
yep,
they were all in the hat, too. So we appreciate your patience.
Indeed. And thanks to everybody that stayed with us and stayed on hold or just got that ringing single for long, nonstop. But again, thank you very much for all that. And Mike Lum, once again, give us the details on how we get these tickets.
Well, first, if you've missed out on all the different packages, just go to the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page or the Captain Rollo's Facebook page. There's a list there of all these packages. And then call the number 909-223-9631 or 858-350-5870, extension 107, or send an email to win@rollokids.org. Leave name and phone number and what you're interested in, and they will get back to you and place your order for you. And I think everything that that we're all doing collectively is going to put a lot more kids on the on the boats this year.
Take advantage of these great deals, and it's only this weekend you're going to take advantage of it, and you have a chance to win some great stuff.
And Pete's spending some money.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. The more you buy, the more money I'm spending, so there you go. And thanks, Mike, for all you do. Mike's amazing, and thank you for all you do, Doug, for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program, the Friends of Rollo, as we formally call it, unformally call it. And thank you for all the great tackle information you provided us at Fisherman's Landing.
Yep, glad to do it. Great show. I love being at 97.3 The Fan, overlooking the valley there. And
yeah.
It's going to be a nice new home here.
Yeah, it is. It's a great spot to be in. And I want to congratulate you, Grandpa, for your third grandchild born last night, right?
Last night. Granddad times three here now.
Yeah, so who is it? Who do we welcome into the world?
This is Jameson Kenley.
All
beautiful
right.
Name.
Very good. And congratulations to your daughter, who I remember when she was just a little child, is now a mother. And congratulations to you and Ann, grandparent number three.
Yeah, well, I already got him his life jacket, so.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks, Corey, for being in here. And Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning. Captain Renee from the Shogun will be here. And I'll bet you Renee's going to have some great stuff indeed to help us out and find out what's going on there. Do you think? They've been on them fish, right,
yes.
Doug? Oh, I can't
they've been getting them.
Yeah, they've been getting them hard. And a lot of the thing about the bluefin is the variety, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the size range, you just never know what you're going to roll up on. It could be those 25-pounders, it could be the 100-pounders, it could be the 200-pounders. And you just got to be ready.
So just be prepared.
Yes.
Yeah, go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and make sure that talk to those guys. Have your stuff prepared.
Yeah, we'll get you educated and set up properly. It really is key. The tackle is one of the key things that's causing people to lose fish or get their fish.
Yes, indeed. All right. So go see Doug and the gang down there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And Mike, don't forget, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, win at RolloKids.org once again. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Renee from the Shogun. And I want to thank Brian and Adam for all they do here. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here, 97.3 The Fan.